Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Now, there's a big charity event going on in Wigan Town Centre tonight. You may not be aware of what's happening. So let's find out, shall we? You might be able to get involved. Let's find out. Here's Louise Green. Morning, Louise.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm all right. Crikey, you sound awake. So you are from which? Tell us where you're from.
I'm from the Brick Project in Wigan.
OK, so for people who don't know what the Brick Project is, tell us what that is in a sentence.
Homeless Advice Centre, Food Bank and a Crisis Intervention Centre.
Wow. So you are doing what tonight in Wigan Town Centre?
We are going to sleep out in the Wigan Town Centre at the square all night long to raise awareness for what it's like to be homeless on the streets.
OK, so how many of you are doing this?
Well, we're hoping to push the 100 mark.
Wow, okay.
That's our goal, and hopefully we'll reach it.
OK, so can people still sign up for this, can they, on your website?
Certainly, they certainly can. They can just ring up and ask for an application pack with a sponsor form.
All right, OK, cool. So you're doing this in the centre of Wigan. What kind of kit are you taking out with you? Got sleeping bags and stuff?
Yes, everybody gets provided with the cardboard so that they can lay on some cardboard, all the mod cons. And they need to bring their own sleeping bags.
OK, and you did this last year. How much did you raise from doing this?
We raised over £10,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, I mean, people probably just don't even realise these kind of things are going on. Just give us a little scale of what it's like in Wigan at the moment and around this area, homelessness-wise.
Homelessness is on the increase, but Wigan's managing to get these people off the streets quickly and into their own accommodation through the No Second Night Out process. So that's really, really good. But you still need to raise awareness. It's still happening, and there actually are people that do sleep rough.
Okay, well, let's get you support. Just give your website a plug, Louise.
Yep, www.thebrick.org.uk. Please go on and sponsor somebody.
Okay, what's the worst? What's going to be the worst part about tonight?
The cold.
Yeah, it's the cold.
It's going to be the cold.
What's the best bit?
The people. The people, just everybody gets together and they come together and it just brings everyone together and it's great, and then you reflect on those that are less fortunate than yourself.
Okay, right. Well, if you're at Wigan Town Centre this evening, go along and see these guys and chip in some cash. We wish you the best of luck tonight, Louise. Good luck with that. Are you going to be tweeting from the event as well?
We'll be tweeting, we'll be uploading photos onto Facebook, doing it all.
Give us those a quick mention as well. Do you know off the top of your head what's your Twitter account?
Oh, I'm not sure off the top of my head.
It's all right, don't worry about that, Louise. We'll get that now. We'll let everybody make sure they're following you on Facebook and Twitter tonight. Don't you worry about it. You got to get some rest for the rest of the day.
All right.
And then we wish you all the best of luck tonight, Louise. Thanks for coming on. Anyway, we're celebrating this morning, and we'd love you to be part of our success here. The Wish FM sport team. Successful, yes, last night at the National Radio Awards, winning the Best Sports Coverage Award for our coverage of the Grand Final last year. If you missed it, if you were actually at the game, you can hear the entry that we put together to win the award on our website. If you go online to wishfm.net at some point today or over the weekend, you'll be able to hear that. I know if you're a Wigan Warriors fan, you probably don't want to hear it, but the actual commentary bit's only a small part. A lot of it was to do with you guys outside the stadium, things that we did in the build-up to it, the reaction on the way out of the stadium as well. It was all the whole event, not just the commentary. However, here's a little flavour of what you might have missed if you were at the game.
And there's already fisticuffs in the grand final. There's lots of it out there. Oh, my word. We've seen everything in the first 2 minutes.
Well, I think the Saints boys are unhappy. I think Lance Ahia has been taken out late. It was that late that I didn't see it. It's still going on.
Wow. I'm just trying to see who it is.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, that's terrible.
Flower.
Is it off?
Lance Ahia has been knocked late. He's on the floor flat out, and Ben Flower's cracked him.
He's got to go for that, I'm afraid. You can't punch someone, his head's on the floor, and he just put a clean punch in on him.
Oh, dearie me. Well, this is a massive decision.
Remember last year, though, he didn't say.
Here we go, he's gone to the pocket. Is it a red card? Yes, it is. Ben Flower's gone. My word, what a start this is to the grand final.
So there you go. There's a little flavour of it for you. Joe Mills, Chris Price, Dave Lyon and Bill Coe, our commentary team there, and you guys outside and contributing to the show as well. So if you want to relive that, it's online. And very happy this morning. In fact, here's the trophy. Little glass number. Right, let's play little lyrics to win movie tickets, actually. Go and see one of those films. Let's see what we've got on this morning. This is Joe. Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you, Joe. How are you?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Yeah, we're doing all right. So you're in... you're from Haydock. You're at work right now. Just tell us what you do.
I actually work for the local authority. We fit the equipment.
Okay.
So, you know, so people can get hospital discharge and what have you.
I'm with you.
Like grab rails, stir rails, shower rails, things like that.
Excellent. OK, well, there'll be plenty of people who know what you do and know about you, coming into their houses and sorting them out, doing a great job. And you were saying you're off out playing golf with the mates over the weekend, is that right?
I am, yeah, that's me. I'm going to give it another go. I've been playing a long while, but I'm not improving any. But like I say, we play for pleasure and... bragging rights, that's all, you know.
That's what it's all about.
It's all about the glory.
I wonder how many people listen this morning going, yeah, we've not been getting any better either. the closest I've got to playing golf is the driving range, frankly, and that's just to take out my anger on a bucket of the balls and whack them as far as you can. I don't think I'd have the patience to do a full round, I'll be honest.
I think it's a game you had a love all right, you know.
So give it a go. Right then, Joe, we want to send you off to the movies. You can chill out and watch a film for free on us at Cineworld St Helens. All you need to do is work out what our lyric is here this morning. Have a listen.
Hi, my name's Alicia and this is my lyric. We've got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries, we've got to move these refrigerators, we're going to move these colour TVs.
All right, what's the song, Joe?
I'm thinking that's Money for Nothing, Dire Straits.
Let's have a listen. We got to install microwave ovens. Yeah. Of course it is, by the way. Can you see the sun from where you are, by the way, this morning? Have you been, are you going to be able to get out and see what's going on?
Yeah, we'll be out on the road in about quarter of an hour, so hopefully we'll be able to see it.
See what's going on. Well done. You won yourself a pair of tickets. You're going to see a film for free at Cineworld in St Helens, Joe. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks very much. Have a good day.
It is this morning, though, the solar eclipse. We're concentrating on that over the next hour. It's kind of the sky is going a little bit sandy. I don't know whether that's cloud or whether that is partly to do with it. What exactly is going on? Let's bring on someone who knows more than me with us in the studio this morning. Adam Whittaker. Good morning, Adam.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. Well, first of all, explain why we've got you in. What's your kind of specialty? What's your passion?
Well, I'm an astronomer. I teach kids, well, anybody who listen really, about astronomy. I write books about astronomy. I do anything I can to further the cause of astronomy and help people learn about astronomy and space exploration and all that jazz.
Is this something you've been interested in since you were a kid?
I think most people have that moment when they're 4 or 5, they look up at the sky and they just realise, this is it, this is what I want to know, this is what I want to do, and that's all I care about, and I'm one of those.
So since then you've kind of taken this on. What kind of kit have you got at home to kind of
I've got 7 telescopes at home of various.
What?
Because I do like, for things like schools, I'll do stargazing evenings,
right.
And when you've got 50 kids, one telescope's just not going to cut it.
No,
at the same time. It's an expensive hobby, but you know, anything that's rewarding is, isn't it? So
back to the point today. Yes. What to somebody who's not into astronomy, what's happening as we speak?
We have an eclipse. An eclipse just literally means when something is obscured by something else. This is a solar eclipse. So the best way to imagine this is, imagine you're playing a game of snooker, you've got the white, you're about to pot the black, and suddenly I place the red right between you and the black. That's what's happening here. The moon passes between the Earth and the Sun. Now, it won't completely cover the Sun because the moon's orbit can at times be slightly inclined to the Earth, so it can slightly drop below us. It just happens that the moon is 400 times smaller in diameter than the Sun, but it's also 400 times closer to us.
Right.
So it will, if it's between us directly in the Earth, if you've got a direct line of sight between us and the Sun, it'll completely cover it, and that's when you get a total eclipse.
Okay.
Today we get a partial eclipse, so it's almost all of the Sun will be covered, 90% of it. So you will see it will go almost practically dark. Animals will start to go to sleep. The birds will stop tweeting.
Can we go to sleep? It's been a long week. I mean, I remember the last one that we kind of saw during the day was 99, I think, time we saw it. But does this happen around the world all the time?
Yeah, this will be total, I think, further up towards the northern hemisphere, towards the North Pole. I think Iceland on the coast will be able to see a total eclipse. There's not going to be a total one in Britain for a long time, I don't think. I think perhaps not even in our lifetimes. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Right, OK. You want to absorb this yourself, don't you?
Very much so. I've seen a few in my time as well, but I do want to see it just for the spectacle.
Okay.
It's unfortunate that it's not a total, but it'll still be spectacular. The total ones are the best. Because what that allows you to see is the corona, which is the atmosphere, pretty much the atmosphere of the Sun. And you can see solar flares as well. You've obviously got to look safely with the recommended glasses that you use.
Of course.
But of course I want to see it. Even if you're an astronomer, even the professionals, still, it's the awe and the wonder. You know, it's still... Because what you're seeing is if you watch... Don't just go out to see it when it becomes eclipsed. Go out and watch the Moon slowly move in front of the Sun, because it'll show you the mechanics of the solar system at work. You start to see physics literally in front of your eyes.
I must admit, when we drive in, we do this show, we're getting up at like 4 o'clock in the morning driving in. Obviously, it is as pitch black as it's going to get around here, yeah. With all the lights and stuff. But it is fascinating looking at the sky. Is there anything else sort of astronomically going on at the moment that we can kind of...
At the moment, yeah. Every winter, the largest planet in the solar system, Jupiter, becomes very prominent. Now, if you want to see Jupiter, it's easy. All you got to do is look up at night. and it's the brightest thing, aside from the moon, of course. And it doesn't... The thing, the difference is, with it being a planet, it probably won't twinkle. The stars twinkle, the planets usually don't.
I've just stood on a molehill. Good morning, it's Milo in the morning. It's 102.4 Wish FM. We are live atop Billinge Hill. That didn't take long, did it? Crikey. It's Chris Milo here with you. We're building up to the peak of the solar eclipse 2015 this morning, and I feel like I have to talk really quiet because there's just this just a hush across the top of Billinge Hill here this morning. On our Eclipse 9 at 9, you heard Dancing in the Dark, Steal My Sunshine, and Sunshine. And as I look sort of south here from the top of Billinge Hill, we can see the Wish FM transmitter, which is just to my left. But beyond that, it's kind of a hazy, cloudy sky. There's a little bit of blue coming through, and the sunshine is kind of that milky yellow. And we can just see the edge of the moon coming across from the top right-hand corner and coming across the top of the sun there. We're probably about halfway across now, and the crescent of the sun you can just see to the left through our special lenses here. I'm just looking around. We're actually parked up on Crank Road as you come up the top of Billinge Hill. There's probably about 10-20 cars here and plenty of people watching it, walking across the top of Billinge Hill. We can see the Beacon Tower just away. In fact, as I look across towards the sun here, the Beacon Tower on the top of Billinge Hill is immediately below the sun, and as you look up, you see that crescent just starting to form now in the sky. Plenty of people here having a little bit of a morning stroll, as I just found out there, standing in a molehill. Brilliant. That was a good start to the morning, wasn't it? We can see it now, the crescent of the sun just being formed as the moon comes across from the top right-hand corner as we look on the top of Billinge Hill. Terry's here. Good morning, Terry.
Morning.
Morning. Where are you from, Terry?
Liverpool.
Liverpool. All right, OK. So you've come up here this morning on top of Billinge Hill. Why? What, just to take all this in?
Well, of course. It doesn't happen very often. I'm out walking this morning, so, you know, you must see these things.
You've got to catch the moment, haven't you? And over here, we've got someone. What's your name?
Paul.
Paul. And who's this little man here?
This is Tyler.
Hello, Tyler. How old's Tyler?
He's 40 months old.
40 months old. So, crikey, the first solar eclipse you're ever going to see. You might see a couple more in your lifetime.
Yeah, we'll see one more. I think 75 years' time.
Something like that. What do you make of it so far up there? Can you just make that out?
Just coming out now. And just see it. It's is it
9:32? Yeah, 9:30 we're looking for 90%. Yeah, it's not so. Hello, Ty. You're loving this bit moment on the radio, aren't you? As we look away to the right, you can see the Mersey Valley away to our right, kind of shrouded in a little bit of mist this morning. But certainly, obviously, it's an obvious thing to say that it's going darker because the sun's been in. But it is slowly turning into kind of that milky sky, kind of a grey, sandy sky this morning. We can see probably about 30, 40 people stood either side of the Beacon Tower on the top of Billinge Hill here this morning, getting a perfect vantage point as this continues to happen over the next 10 minutes or so. Just very quickly before we get back to our 9 at 9, who are you?
I'm Jane.
Hello, Jane. And?
Richard.
Richard, there we got. So, Jane, you're a Wigan fan.
I certainly am.
Richard, you're a Saints fan.
I am, yeah.
When are you getting married?
In May. In May.
So we're stood on the middle of Billinge Hill. This is halfway between the two. This is a perfect location for
it
you two
is,
to walk.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Who's Doggy down here?
That's Poppy.
Poppy. And would you normally be walking up here at this time on a Friday morning?
No, we've come up to see the eclipse.
What do you make of it so far?
It's good.
It's unbelievable. It's a sight you don't see, isn't it? It's something completely different, and it's brilliant.
It's quite weird to actually see it, because we thought it was going to be too cloudy. But just, I tell you what, Steve, who's looking after this in the studio, Steve, just let's get rid of the traffic and travel music. That's better. There we go. Because we're getting close now. It's sort of 9:28, and just as we look up to the sky, we can see away to our right, say, the Mersey Valley. We've got St Helens just down the dip there. We can see Huffwood Golf Club as well, just down the bottom. We're parked up on Crank Road here. And I said, there's probably the number of cars along Crank Road here parked up swelled now. We've probably got about 30-odd cars parked up. Plenty of people walking around. And so we've got the beacon, the Billinge beacon, just in front of us by the two transmitters. Well, actually, there's more than two. There's four transmitter beacons here, one of which is broadcasting me right now. And if we, in our eyeline sight here, just to the south, southeast, as we look directly up into the sky above Billinge beacon, you can see the sun now, which is gradually disappearing. We've probably got, I don't know, to my untrained astronomical eye, you're looking at probably about 85% of the sun is now covered by the moon. And we've been blessed because the cloud is so high that the sun is actually burning through the cloud, so you can actually see it. We thought it was going to be really thick, low cloud this morning, or maybe a bit of mist up on the top of Billinge Hill here, and we wouldn't be able to see it, but you can. And it's that crescent of the sun is going around the bottom underneath the moon, which is coming down, say, from the top right-hand corner. And you can just say, it looks like a big smiley
face in the sky as we look up there now and through the cloud. We're just looking at the as we look around here. What a privileged position it is to be in as the sky is dark. It's kind of a sandy. There's like a sandy feel to the sky. It's kind of that yellowy orangey feel, and noticeably the temperature hasn't it. Richard, you came out without a coat, didn't you, this morning? And you're regretting that decision now, yeah?
I have, yeah. And it's getting chilly up here.
it's got a little bit. It's weird how it has gone cold. We're 500 foot up in the sky here above sea level, the highest point on Merseyside as well. So as we look out, we've got a perfect vantage point and nothing in the way whatsoever as we now hit what is, well, it's now 9:30. I think this is as close as we're going to get to the total eclipse of the sun that we're going to see certainly for another 15, 20 years. And we've got the smile of the solar eclipse, the sunshine just below the moon. It's an amazing quirk of astronomical science that the sun is 400 times bigger than the moon, and the moon is 400 times closer to us than the sun. That is why we're able to witness these fantastic events. I remember the last one back in 1999. I remember it's that similar thing with kind of the sandy coloured sky is the best way of describing it, and that chill in the air now as the moon drops down over the sun and that solar eclipse up in the sky as we look at it now from the top of Billinge Hill here on 102.4 Wish FM. What a moment to enjoy with all the people up here, and no doubt wherever you're watching it this morning, remember it. It's one of those, for some of us, once, maybe twice in a lifetime events.